98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guest has been a staple of the disco pop world for over 20 years, gracing our stages, screens and kitchens and turning lockdown into a non-stop boogie. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, welcome to 98FM's Big Breakfast. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. How are you guys?
Oh, we're really good as well. Thanks, Sophie. You played Electric Picnic in Ireland last year. I got to catch a bit of your set. It was so, so fun. Do you enjoy an Irish crowd?
I have to say, Electric Picnic is one of my favourite festivals I did last year. Actually, maybe the last few years. It was so good. What a great festival.
Yeah.
And that crowd was awesome. And I mean, I love playing festivals, you know, full stop. But it was super exciting. It was a glorious day. It's a really happy moment. When I think of it in my head, I think of the gig and I think of those. Do you remember those really huge tulips they had everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
It looked so good. I loved it. Brilliant. I tried to steal one to take it home, but it was too big.
You couldn't fit that in the suitcase on the way home.
But it looks so good in my garden.
Sophie, you're coming to the Three Olympia on Wednesday the 21st and Thursday the 22nd of May. But am I right in saying that there wasn't going to be an Irish date at all on your new tour?
Well, yes. I mean, I think, you know, initially the dates... So whenever I put a tour on sale, what happens is you put the dates up and immediately people say in the comments, why are you not playing insert name of place you're not going to? And I didn't plot the tour. That's not really the thing I do. I want to go everywhere. So I get the list through and I immediately get these lovely messages saying, why are you not coming to Dublin? And I just go back going, why? Why am I not going to Dublin? I haven't been since 2019, I believe, for one of my shows. Mm-hmm. And so I just basically said, I think if we put it on sale, it'll be worthwhile. I think there's enough people. Because also, I always get shy, like, oh, what if I say, please can I go? And then there's like, it turns out it was only about like the 8 people who put comments that turn up. But actually, it sold out first. It was the first one of the tour to sell out. So we put a second date on. And I just think, how glorious. I mean, that is the power of... being able to interact so easily with people when you communicate things, that you can make things happen. And there's quite a nice thing as well that my husband, Richard, who runs my band and who plays in the band, he's a bass player, but he also MDs it. Oh. He and I did our first ever gig together back in like 2001 at that venue.
Wow.
And I don't think I've played it since. So that's very cute. We've got our 20th wedding anniversary coming up this year.
Oh, congrats.
And back in those days, he was just my bass player. Oh. He wasn't my boyfriend or anything.
Oh my gosh.
So I was like, that's quite a funny little bit of serendipity there too.
Full circle moment. How is it working together?
Really nice. And you know what? I think it's kind of been the kind of magic ingredient really in allowing me to really enjoy all the stuff that's been happening, because I love what I do. But I think like last year with the resurgence of Murder on the Dance Floor and all the adventures that came with it, if I hadn't been able to share it with Richard and my band, I honestly don't know if it would have been, you know, even a tiny amount as fun or as special. Mm. I think the fact that we can share it all together means that we get to have so many, little adventures and fun and new memories. And my brother as well, he's in the band. And I think for me, maybe it doesn't work for everybody, but for me, sharing things with people has always been the little secret thing I do to actually turn everything into something a bit more than just some of its parts.
Let's speak about the whirlwind of a year that you had since that track was released, or part of the Saltburn soundtrack. What's the craziest thing that happened from the resurgence of that song?
Well, that's easy. It's definitely what happened in America, because January of last year I did my first ever interviews for America. Like, in my whole career I'd never released anything, I'd never done so much as a radio interview. So to have not just, a bit of attention with the song, but also to end up doing two tours there.
Wow.
I've got a disc from America now, and it's like, that is mind-blowing, and so much fun. But also, what a brilliant lesson in never really, like, you've got to be so open to what might happen. That's literally what it should all be about. And so it was just really fun.
Yeah.
really good experience.
That's amazing. Has anyone ever told you before, or do you already know? Spiller with Groovejet was the theme song on an Irish travel show for donkey's years called No Frontiers. So it was basically like the Irish version of Wish You Were Here kind of thing. And that song, that was the theme tune for that for like forever and ever. I don't know if you know that.
That's very cool. Well, I suppose I should have known that because I would have had to be involved in that at some point. Yeah. But I don't think I realised it had run for so long. I probably said yes to it being part of it, like when it first started. But how cool. And good choice, guys.
Great choice.
Yeah, great choice.
It's the sound of travel. It's the sound of a little getaway.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully you got some royalties from that, I'm sure. For sure.
Hopefully I'll have a little look. maybe it got me like a holiday.
Yes, exactly. Sophie, can you tell us about your brand new single, Relentless Love?
Yeah, so this album has been so fun to make. I decided, even before what happened with Murder, that I wanted to do a sort of return to my pop dance roots, really. So with all the songs for the album, I just really went for it. I thought I want to make exactly the music that makes me happy. I want to really try and, you know, go, not really second guess anything, but just go for the sound that I think is very me. Mm-hmm. And so we had Freedom of the Night last year, and then Taste is the second thing we've released. Sorry, not Taste, that's the next one. Relentless Love. And Relentless Love is like, it's pure optimism and joy. It's like very upbeat and, yeah, it's an optimistic song about, I suppose, about the thrill of love, but also probably about experiencing things together and about, well, look, you know, life is going to bring thrills. It's going to have highs and lows. But if we get to share it together, then everything is that bit more celebratory, which I suppose actually goes back to what we were talking about before.
Yeah, amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Sophie Ellis-Bexter, a pleasure to talk with you. We're so excited to see you in Dublin. Three Olympia on Wednesday the 21st and Thursday the 22nd of May. Thanks for chatting with us on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Oh, I'm so happy to talk to you. I cannot wait for the gigs. They're going to be really special.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A barbecue. Another very strange prize. And some sequins.
98FM.
Yes, every single morning we love to play the chaotic and iconic game of Matchy Matchy. All you've got to do is match three words with the presenter of your choice and you could win some gorgeous prizes.
The prizes are so gorgeous that we don't even read them out. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Is it a barbecue? Is it a plane? It's both.
Our prizes on Matchy Matchy will see you cook up a feast with your new gas-powered barbecue.
Ooh. All before jumping in a plane for your very own flying lesson.
It's the type of prize you'll only find on Matchy Matchy.
That is very true, AI Rebecca and Brendan. A flying experience and a gas-powered barbecue.
I can't believe it. Who is going to be in with a chance to win that today? Good morning, Sinead and Cabra.
Good morning.
You must be, apparently you're quite excited to play this, Sinead, am I right?
We're so excited. The boys are in the car every morning on the school run waiting to play, waiting to get the phone call.
Oh, Sinead, today is your lucky day. Who's in the car with you this morning?
We have Aston and Denver. And of course, himself has to come along to listen in.
I love it. Aston, Denver, and himself.
It's a family affair this morning.
Ah, brilliant stuff. Sinead, when you play along now, how's it gone for you?
Most of the time. We have got a couple of three out of three.
Ooh, very good.
Two out of three is mostly.
And if the kids want to change one this morning, are you going to go ahead with it?
What's that, sorry?
If the kids wanted to change one of your answers, are you going to go ahead with it?
I will, yeah. We'll see.
Depending on the word. Sinead and Cabra and family, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
So we don't know how Paul plays, so we're going to go with you, Rebecca.
Oh, I'm going to the booth again.
Listen, I am delighted. I'm just here to press the buttons. Okay, Sinead. I'm excited for you this morning. Fingers crossed, Rebecca can take this home. Your first word for Matchy Matchy of a Tuesday is neck.
Neck.
Necklace.
Okay. I heard someone in the background. Your second word is mini. M-I-N-I. Mini.
Mini me.
Mini me. Okay. And your third word is country.
Country roads.
Country roads.
You happy?
Okay, let's recap on those, right? So, Sinead, you said neck, lace.
Yeah.
Mini, me, and country roads.
Yeah, well, Denver's telling me to keep them.
So you're going to lock them in because Denver we're gives the go-ahead. We're locking them in. They are now locked in. Come on back in, you. In you come in. From the booth, she's full sequins up to
oh
beat the
my
band.
Gosh.
She must have been listening to some Tina Turner in there.
Gorgeous flowers in there as well. Ooh. I was listening to Proud Mary.
Oh, Proud Mary. Well, look, make us a Proud Mary by getting Sinead these three wins, will you?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay, let's go. I'm nervous.
Reb, your first word for Matchy Matchy today is neck.
Neck?
Yes, neck.
Neck. Pillow.
Neck pillow. Okay.
Oh dear, that was a tough one.
Your second word, mini.
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 Mini egg.
Mini egg.
Mm.
And your third Delicious. Word for Matchy Matchy of a Tuesday
yeah.
is country.
Country.
Yes, country.
Country. I'm going to just go with the song, so Country Roads.
Country Roads.
Yeah, Country Roads. Yeah.
So you've gone for neck.
I don't know what else to go with.
Neck pillow.
Yeah.
Mini egg.
Mm-hmm.
And Country Roads.
Yeah.
Have you matched three with Sinead, Denver, and the fam in Cabra? Let's find out.
I'm so sorry.
So there was quite a, you've got one. You matched one with
one
Sinead.
One out of three.
For neck, Sinead said lace.
Oh
neck,
yeah,
lace.
That would make sense. That was so
mini,
obvious.
For mini, Sinead said me.
Mini me, yeah.
And you matched with country. You both said
Country roads.
Sinead and Cabra and the family, thank you so much for playing along.
So much.
And don't forget, you can play again. So we look forward to hearing from you and the gang. And listen, have the best weekend, okay?
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Well done, friends.
Oh, I think necklace now. I'm never going to live that down.
I don't think
neck
you're ever
pillow.
Gonna, neck pillow.
I just kept thinking of going on a plane. I was like, neck pillow? Yeah.
I thought because of me, because of necklace, I thought she was going to go straight in with lace. I knew. I had a feeling
Whoops.
It might happen.
Oh, dear.
Ah, well,
it's
look.
A bit of a fish slice moment for me now.
Bit of a fish slice moment. But don't forget, you can play again. We're going to be playing tomorrow, Matchy Matchy, just after 8 a.m. Rebecca or Paul, who will you choose to try and win you some flight lessons and a barbecue?
Get Paul in tomorrow.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.